Eight-lap relay.
Eight-lap relay.
Just a lap to go now in the eight-lap relay. The Americans in front by 20 or so metres. Jeremiah Mutai, former 400-metre hurdler, is closing. But is he closing fast enough? If he does this, it'll be the most fantastic leg for Kenya. And he is closing. Adam Schott is in third place. Clear third for them, the Poles. Robbie Andrews must look at the scoreboard, surely, and see that the Kenyan is closing. Jeremiah Mutai, nil to 10 metres now. The crowd are loving this. They really are. This is what a race. Mutai looks tired, though, doesn't he? But so, too, does Robbie Andrews. Andrews must look at the scoreboard. There he is. He's looking up. He must know he's just got to dig in now. This last 100 metres, and he's got it. He's been saving himself. He knew it. He's increasing his stride, and so too, increasing the margin of victory. Schott, though, is closing again. This is a dramatic race. The fireworks are going off, and it's almost going to be a second place for the Poles, but no, Mutai hangs on.
Ah, Team USA winning the 4x800. You can really be proud of yourself, guys, I think. Fantastic running. Dwayne Solomon, you ran first. Just tell us how it went for you. Storming stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We came up with the plan to kind of switch it up. You know, everybody, you know, kind of expected me to go anchor. So we thought we'd throw in a little wrench in there and you know, go ahead and lead me off and try to keep the team in contact with Kenya, because we knew that they were going to try to go and do what they did last year, take off. So we just kind of, we stuck to our plan and then gave off to these guys, and they took off, did all the work. So
Team USA becoming even more tactical than Team Kenya.
Yeah. And I think today, a lot of tactics, they were good, and they worked out today. So, I mean, really can't complain. We got a gold medal, and we ran a great time.
Eric Sawinski, Eric, fantastic. You're new to the team. What did these guys tell you what to expect?
They told me to just be prepared for a great atmosphere. I mean, I've been around the crowd like this in a long time, and I just wanted to go put my best stuff on the track and give us a lead, and we're able to hold them off there. So I'm just really excited.
Fantastic. And of course, Kazimir Loksom, you're also new to the team. How did you enjoy the experience, and what were the conditions like out there for running?
The conditions were perfect. The rain let up for today, which was awesome. And you put four people on the track who have known each other a long time, have been running together a long time. And you put the USA across our chest, and you have teammates in a relay like this. There's no better conditions or easier conditions to run well. I trust these guys so much. I've been running with Robbie and Eric and Dwayne for a really long time. And it's the first gold medal of the meet. We're defending our title for the golden baton. And I couldn't think of a better way to start. Scored meets like this are often about momentum. And I think we pulled off what was thought to be an upset today. And we ran confidently, and I think we started things off. And I'm just so proud to be wearing the uniform again. It's been a long time since I've been on the team. So I'm honored, yeah.
Okay, and finally, over here, got Robbie Andrews. Robbie, I spoke to you before the competition. You told me you had a good team and that you had a lot of practice and training together. It really paid off, didn't it?
Oh, these guys, they ran very well. They gave me a great position and opportunity to represent our country and cross the line for the win, and we did just that. But it's been a lot of fun. We're really good friends on and off the track, and I'm so glad I could achieve this with these group of guys.
You made that anchor leg look actually relatively quite easy. You just sort of seemed to stroll. You maintained the lead the whole way through.
I'm not used to running in the front, but they ran so well. They gave me a huge lead, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm so happy to be able to compete here. But it was definitely hard fought, that's for sure.
What made you guys shake up the order? Because you reversed order. You ran second last year. Dwayne ran last. What made you shake it up like that?
We just kind of all got together, and we really wanted to win, and it was really tough getting third last year, and we just used our huge brain power and came up with this brilliant relay order, and we're really fortunate that it came through.
Okay, so Team USA on the way to the golden baton. It looks like it's starting to getting off to a very good start. You must be so thrilled, enjoying just the whole experience here at the relays.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think we're excited to hit the water park tomorrow. So.
So what are we going to expect by the 4x8 team? The 8-lap women's relay, strong team there as well?
More of the same.
Yeah, I think more of the same, probably more dominant. It's going to be, it's going to be a dominant victory for them. I can see it. Yes.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
IAAF Road Relays.
IAAF Radio.